Hi, this is the rise of democracy in Athens. The story starts in 565 BCE, where Pisistratus gained military fame during a war against a neighboring city named Megara when he took control of their harbor. He took control of Athens for a few years by marrying the daughter of Megacles. But when he refused to make babies with Megacles' daughter, he was exiled. During those years, he gained money and the support of politicians in neighboring city-states. Pisistratus made his comeback in 546 BCE by amassing a small army and planned a surprise attack on the Athenian army. At Pallene, during midday, he launched a surprise attack and took control of Athens until he died. Pisistratus was a surprisingly fair leader. He gave more rights to his subjects and preserved the constitutional governments and made them run more efficiently. He was a benevolent dictator. Hippias was Pisistratus' older son and was originally a benevolent dictator like his dad, but that all changed when his brother was assassinated by Harmodius and Aristogiton. He then became very harsh, inflicting punishments on the common people for no ascertained reason. After Hippias was overthrown by the people, there was a major power struggle. On one side was Isagoras, who wanted an aristocratic government. On the other side was Cleisthenes, who wanted a democratic government. Isagoras was able to banish Cleisthenes and the rest of his family with the help of the Spartan king, Cleomenes I, and take control of Athens. A few months later, Cleisthenes' supporters and the rest of the common people revolted against Isagoras. They let Isagoras and Cleomenes live and escape, but killed 300 of Isagoras' supporters. The common people dragged Cleisthenes out of exile, and he became archon, or ruler, of Athens. Cleisthenes prevented rivalries from the four original tribes, which ran in the family, to 10 tribes, which were based off where they lived or their deeds. Whenever the common people hated a person, they could vote to banish one person every year for 10 years. This was called ostracism. Cleisthenes called these changes isonomia, or equality in regard to law. Ostracism could only be counted if there were more than 6,000 votes in total and 6,000 votes for that same person.